1. Begin transmission.
A diddly ding, a diddly dong. We're in the Champions League, baby. My favorite quote from Claudio Ranieri. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm walking around outside. I am out of doors today. Aren't I always? Well, not always, but it happens. Today I'm outside looking for Mott's. Why? Because when I woke up this morning, first thing I did was eat breakfast while checking my email, and I had 5 emails from Booper. And regular listeners to this show know who Booper is. He's my very longtime friend, a guy that I've known since first grade. And I communicate with him still today multiple times a week. And when I woke up this morning to find those emails, I thought, okay, this is weird. Why would he send me 5? Until I started opening them up. And it turns out that apparently yesterday Booper went on a hike up the Arapaho Glacier Trail, and he ran into a giant colony of Mottis. Great, my throat's doing that thing. So I don't know how well I'm going to be able to talk today. And each of these emails, he has 1 or 2 pictures of Mott's that he has taken. And so, like, the first thing I saw this morning were tons of pictures of Mott's. Great pictures of great Mott's. Because these are not the same type of Mott's that I have here in Omaha. Here, the Mott's are Marmota monax. And the Mott's here, he has taken pictures of, and now I don't remember the binomial name. I can't remember. But it's a subspecies, a Petro Marmota subspecies. And if you know anything about Latin, you know that Petro means rock. That's right, these are rock Mott's. And I believe that they are yellow-bellied rock Mott's, because they're very red. They're very red, and their bellies are like goldeny yellow. So, I'm out here today in a very strange place. I'm in the other Papio Valley. I'm at the Little Papio, and I'm walking around in this park just to the east of 90th Street. The Little Papio Creek runs parallel to 90th Street right here, and I've always thought this would be a good spot for Mott's. I just haven't been out here yet to really check, so I'm kind of walking around the edge of the creek here looking for signs of Mott stuff. Oh boy, you should have seen all these pictures that Booper sent me. Multiple Mott shots, you know, like the first shot I saw was 2 adults and a baby. 3 in 1. And then one of the next shots I saw was 4 babies. So he's having a good time taking marmot pictures. As I would be too. Needless to say, I feel like I have a lot more motivation to go out to Colorado. You know, not that I didn't to begin with, but I've sort of been avoiding going out there just to save money. And I don't know if my back can handle driving for 8 hours. But, boy, after seeing those Mott pictures and, you know, Booper saying, oh, it's crazy out here, you gotta come out here and go to this Mott place. Mott's, Mott's, Mott's. I started thinking, yeah, I do need to go out there. I need to see that for myself. Get me some pictures of some Mott's. I'm not seeing any around here, though. Where's my mutts? There's some doggies. Some guy's walking his dog over here. So, anyway. Yeah, I might be having to go out to Colorado. I've got lots of family out there. But the funny thing is if I go out there for marmots, I don't want to have to spend time hanging around with all my family members when I should be spending time looking for marmots, which is what I'm doing now. Oh, and here's a little access path. Let's go down in here, see if we can find any. Oh, are these nettles? I hope not. Oh, did I just walk through a web? Yes. God damn it. Oh, and you know what? Now that I'm closer to the banks, I can see a mati. Not a mati, but I can see a mati hole. What's going on over in that hole over there? I can see a hole, but I do not see a mat. There's a little landing down here. Oh, I don't feel like doing any climbing. I've got the big bad camera with me today, and so I only have no arms to be climbing. I don't see any mati stuff down here, though. Oh, I can't even get back up this little place that I've walked down in. We gotta find us some damn mats. And now I'm wondering how much money I need to go out to Colorado if I'm going to go mott spotting. It's going to take a few tanks of gas, and I'm going to need food. But I can always sleep on Booper's couch, so that's not an issue. I'm not seeing any motts around here. There's some signs of, there's little animal trails every once in a while. I think that's most likely some mati action. I'm gonna walk back up here. Get away from these dogs, because these dogs are not helping my mat spotting abilities. Oh, my back is still messed up, as it has been for the last couple of days, but it's getting better. No, see, like right here, this is most assuredly a little mati trail. Okay, well, that's great. Where's my mati? I don't know. Looking for mutties, looking for my mutts. Yeah, so. The creek takes a little bend here. And boy, you see? This just says Mati Trail all over it, too. Are we close to a Mati den? I think we are. Here's a strange place for a porta potty. Oh, there is some construction going on around here. Okay, here's a good vantage point. What can I see from here? Okay, I'm looking down into the creek. I see a lot of footprints in the mud down there. Oh, a whole boatload of them. We are close. There's matis around here somewhere. Where could they be? I will find them. Yes, now this is the little patio. The big patio, or, you know, papillion, the big papillion creek, is the one that is just west of me. And that's the creek that Herrenhaven and Tranquility Park, the Secret Mushroom Grounds, and OPPD. OPPD's not really on the creek, but it's close. And this creek is to the east of me. This is the Little Papio. And if you don't think that's confusing enough, you should know that there's still another one. Then there's a West Papio, and it's out further west. Okay. Am I standing on an overhang? I think I am. This is probably a dangerous place for me to be, but oh boy, there are lots and lots of footprints down there. Those are definitely Mati footprints too. Oh, I'm looking around on the muddy banks of the little creek that goes through my town, looking for Matis, Mati's. And this is a major drainage. Omaha is a very hilly city. People think Nebraska is flat. Oh, here's a mushroom. Too bad I have the wrong camera. This is kind of an interesting mushroom too. Oh, here's another one over here. Interesting. I got the wrong camera. I should have brought both. Anyway. Omaha is not hilly. I mean, it's not flat. It is very hilly. And there's some very major hills, and therefore some very major valleys. And these valleys are where the big creeks are. In a lot of places, this creek that I'm standing on the edge of would be described as a river. Bee just flew into my head. And how do I, can I get over to the other side of that? What's on the other side? How can I access that area over there? Because there's our, this is our Mati area right over there. Yeah, so our number of large hills means that we have a lot of nice little creeks that other people might call rivers running through town. And that gives us Mati areas, and we like Mati areas, that's for sure. I think I'm standing on an overhang. This could collapse at any minute. I would be falling down in there, and that is a good 40-foot drop. Where's my Mats? See, here's a log. Let's check this log. Lots of nice moss on this log. And some fungus here and there. I'm looking for Mati poops. I'm looking for poops. Mati poops. Not seeing anything. Maybe they just don't come up this high. Maybe I should be over here. Gotta duck and dodge and weave. Yeah. This is probably a pretty good area for Matis, but I don't see any. Where's my Mats? Where's my Mati buddies today? I would really like to find some new Mats. It wasn't my first choice to come here today. Of course, the first choice was to go to Herrenhaven. But there was a lot of people there. And they were all hanging out at the picnic table. You know, right where the Mats are, spooking the Mats. So that was a bust. So I went by the secret mushroom grounds and there was, half a dozen cars in the parking lot. So that wasn't gonna fly either. So I started thinking, I should go down into the ravine. And then I thought, no. I'll go to a new spot. I'll go to that area that I've always thought about going to, but never have. And so here I am. Rock me like a hurricane. Now, this is a good... Now see, that's a Mati path. Let's sneak up here a bit and look down in here. Where's my Matis? Wow. I think I just heard quacking. Is there a duck down in the creek? I think there is. We've got no stealth here. Everywhere I need to walk, there's just bark and sticks. Some old trees that have fallen over. A lot of damselflies. Hmm. Where's my mate? Looking for mats, always looking for mats, because that's what I do. I want to go out to Colorado and spot me some yellow bellies. Yellow belly mats, yellow bellies. Yeah, so if you live anywhere near the Rocky Mountains, that's the marmot you're probably going to be spotting, the yellow belly mati. You'll know him because he's hanging out around rocks instead of hanging around, you know, logs. Of course, if you live in the Pacific Northwest, you might be running into, you know, the hoary marmot. Or if you live up in Vancouver, or the Olympic marmot. Or if you live in Vancouver, you might be running into the Vancouver Island marmot, which is a rare, rare marmot. I should really get up into the Pacific Northwest so I can spot me some of these super rare matis. Alright, well, here's another good spot for looking down into the creek. This is an overhang, isn't it? Yes, it is. If this gives way, I'm in trouble. I'm looking down now at the opposite side of the creek, looking for my matis. Looking for mati dudes. Where's my mats? The mats are not coming out today. Alright, well, now I'm standing in the direct sunlight, and it is unpleasant. So I'm just going to walk down here a little bit further and see if we can't spot something around here, because this is the type of area where mats feel safe to come out, because they can hide. They know that they can't be seen very well, so they like to hide in grass like this so they can chomp, chomp, chomp. And there's some mulberry trees in here, and that probably is some very yummy mati food. Oh, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna find any mats. Come on, matis. Is it just too hot for a mat to be outside today? Is that the dealio? It wasn't too bad when I first came out, but man, now it is hot. Hot, hot, hot. And I've been walking around. Oh, all right. Well, I want to turn around, but look at this. This is an obvious mati little trail. Where does that lead? Right down into there. We can't get into there. All right, I'm just gonna go up a little bit further. I'm gonna check this area right up here, because this looks like a good spot for looking down into the creek. Okay. Wait, what was that? I heard something. Well, this isn't as good a spot as I thought it would be. But look at that. Look at that dirt over there. Is that a marmot den? I can't quite tell from this angle. There's a lump of dirt, and it's just about the size of the lump of dirt that marmots make when they're digging out a den. Is that... I'm pretty sure that's a mati den, but there's nobody hanging out in front of it. Okay. I gotta turn around here. Oh boy. Now, oddly enough, I do know that there's matis in this waterway, in this creek, because I've seen them in the past. Not right around here, but further downstream in my old neighborhood, where I used to live when I was a kid. I'd see matis down here a lot. Yeah, the creek. I have been in places where I've seen smaller waterways labeled as rivers. I'm specifically thinking of the Hamis River right now. Oh, I'm so far away from my car. Am I going to melt? Am I going to melt before I get there? Probably. Yeah, so depending on where you live, you might come here and see these creeks and say, these aren't creeks, these are rivers. Yeah, well, we call things by bizarre names here in Nebraska. Just because we can. Well, actually, the truth is, the reason that these get called creeks and not rivers is because the rivers we have around here are pretty massive, like the Missouri River. It's big. It's very big. It's big, it's wide, and it moves very, very, very fast. So fast that you don't want to be anywhere near it. And it is wide. It is a big river. So I guess the Omaha, Nebraska mentality is that, if it's smaller than the Missouri, it must be a river, a creek. Can't be a river. Rivers are big. We know what rivers look like. Oh. Well, that's right. This sidewalk is part of the Keystone Trail. Even though this is a normal sidewalk that goes along this street, this is a connector for an old rail trail. There's a lot of railroad tracks that used to go through Omaha along these creeks. And, well, they were, you know, like business spurs and stuff. There was even one right behind my junior high school. But all these rail beds have been torn out, and then they make them into, you know, trails for people to walk on so they can observe marmots. But that's not what people do. People just ride their bikes, and they've got no idea that they're bypassing such awesome marmoty stuff. And that's why people are dumb. You should be looking for marmots. If you are in an obvious marmot area, keep your eyes open. Spot yourself a mott. Now, I know what you're thinking, and I hear this from everybody. Oh, there's no marmots where I live. Child, please. Marmots are everywhere. You just haven't seen one because you're not looking for them. You got to have your eyes open. You got to have awareness. Have yourself some mati awareness and go out and look for some marmots. In all of North America and Canada, you will find Marmota monax. That's the kind of mott we got around here. If you're near the Rocky Mountains, you've got Marmota monax and yellow bellies. Then, of course, if you're up in the Pacific Northwest, you got all your other special marmots, the Olympic marmot, the Vancouver marmot, hoary marmots. Man, go to Yellowstone Park, you'll see lots of marmots. They got yellow bellies and hoaries. And if you're on the East Coast, you're looking for Marmota monax, mate, mate, mate. And what you want to do is look for piles of logs. Marmots love, I should say Marmota monax. Monax mates love log piles. They also like rock piles, but you don't find as many rock piles around in the plains. But I have seen marmots make dens out of concrete dumps. You know, streets get torn up, concrete chunks get dumped somewhere, like in a creek bed or whatever. Marmots kind of like that. They will, you know, make a den underneath all those chunks of concrete because to a marmot, there's no difference between rocks and concrete. Not that there's a big difference for humans either, but if you are somewhere where there's mountains, where there are mountains, you are probably near Petromarmota. So find the piles of rocks. You will see holes. You will see dirt kicked up everywhere. These are your mati dens. So get mat spotting. Man, I'm getting hot. Whoo, daddy. That's everybody's whole problem. Not spotting enough marmots. I had a guy not too long ago tell me that there was no marmots around here. He's like, what do you do all day? I go out and I spot mots. What's a mot? Wait a second, what was that over there? Oh, is that just a bird? Because I thought that was a dude. Yeah, it's a bird. Guy told me there's no marmots around here. Really? Because I see them almost every day. Am I hallucinating? I don't think so. Alright, well, we still got time left, but I'm back at my car, so let's go home so I can cool off, and we'll wrap this up in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hey. errors.
Hello, this is DJ Kumata.